నమో భవష్యహైత్యర జగతాం పతయే నమః. Salutations to thee, O destroyer of the cycle of births and deaths. Salutations to thee, O Lord of the universe. Shukla Yajur Veda Samhita 16:18. Namo Bhuvantaye Varivaskrita Yau Yashadinam Pathaye Namaha. Thou art, O Lord, the creator of the world. Salutations to thee. Thou producest the herbs and plants as well. O thou bestower of earthly felicity, salutations to thee. Shukla Yajur Veda Samhita 16:19. Today, I will read an Atma Nivedana created by Swami Nisheshananda. This is dated March-April 1984. First is a poem. Prana as thinker and thought. By prana, scripture mostly means the force we find expressed as life. Each time we enter dreamless sleep, this prana stays as total peace. In latent state, a tiny seed holds future trees and branches leaves. So stay in prana, future dreams and waking seems their ego's minds. From sap of rose, in proper time, its flagrant blossoms duly come. As life evolves, it brings forth thought, man's potent tool for gaining peace. From ocean's water, waves are formed. From it they rise, in it they merge. From prana's bliss spring mind and thought. They go back home when work is done. When thought is merged, the thinker stays. No second that to think about, the gift of sight or thought abides as prana constant, full and free. The next is an article. View from outside. The sense of I or egotism has a continuity of its own. Throughout the day, our activities change. Bathing, cooking, eating, office work, earning, spending all take place one after the other. The ego attaches itself to each one of them for the time. As a result, at each stage we affirm, I bathe, I cook and so on. This means also that the ego detaches itself smoothly when an action is completed or broken off. This is happening unnoticed when the three states, waking, dream and dreamless sleep, seemingly rotate, one appearing by turn, the other two out of view at the time. Attachment to one and detachment from the rest are always going on. These are present when a person feels himself bound and when he enjoys the bliss of self-realization. Sri Ramakrishna was able to stay in this bliss beyond the range of words and concepts. The ego was immersed in the bliss. It then glided down, as it were, to the dualistic plane. He could then feel, I am the child of the Divine Mother. The intellectually perceived levels of non-dualism and dualism are fully harmonized in him. Those liberated in life worship and teach from this harmonized position. Bondage arises when the intellect makes decisions without seeing the unity of all. When the self or the Lord is seen everywhere, what sorrow and delusion can there be? The ego associated with such a steady and habitual view, Sri Ramakrishna called a ripe ego. Another article, View from Inside. So far, we have been looking at the ego, the intellect and daily activities objectively, that is from an outsider's point of view. We know that the mind and ego disappear in what the waking man calls his deep sleep. We also know that the life energy or prana remains then totally free and homogeneous. Let's now transfer the sense of I in him, not it from now on. How will he, the thinker, describe from within what you have seen from outside? The two lessons learned must not be discarded. One, attachment-detachment formula applied to the ego, and two, the persistence of the ego in all actions, like cooking, eating, and so on. Using human term, pranama I speak as follows. I'm immutable, but in a way, everything is latent. In he as a thinker and knower. Thought and mind are my manifestations. In what is called as deep sleep, I withdraw waking and dream into myself as a tortoise does with his limbs. Along with the two states, their special egos and mental fields also enter into me. Common experiences and relationships of those states merge in me as waves in the sea. Then as men say, a father is no more a father, or a mother a mother. So also worlds, gods, scriptures lose their separateness from one another and from me. So too, the distinctions of a worthy teacher or an unworthy low-born one, a monk or a recluse, disappear in me. This form of mind is unaffected by good and bad actions. I am beyond all afflictions of the intellect. This is my form, which is free from fear. It is not only transcends desire, but is the one in which all objects of desire have been realized. Indeed, become my own self. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 4.3.22.21. Why is there no particular consciousness like seeing or hearing? It is not because the power of seeing, hearing, thinking and knowing is lost. It's because there are no two in me. Those that functioned as two, one acting as a knower, other as something known, have, so to speak, returned to the common base myself. Thus, there is no second standing separate and capable of being cognized. In fact, the power to see, hear, know and think are indestructible. I being their all-comprehensive essence, Brihadaranyaka 4.3.22-32. I abide as the supreme witness of what? To descend to the sphere of words, concepts and illustrations. Of the absence of all duality appearing in waking and dream states of the individual, I am the goal of spiritual seekers. The world of Brahman, the all-comprehensive, I am also the highest bliss aimed at by them. All other beings live on a particular this bliss, myself. Desire to express multiplicity is also in me. In this respect, I am like a poet, delightfully expressing his or her inborn talent. The difference is this. In my case, I myself appear as the poem of the universe. I appear as the different manifestations. Accordingly, I come forth as the waves of creating energy called tanmatras or subtle element. They divide themselves into two sections, one manifesting all sounds, touches, shapes, tastes, and smells, and the other manifesting the five sense organs, etc. Like this, in due course, the subtle and gross bodies of all creatures are projected. To transform food into human body, for example, I divide myself as it were fivefold. I am then known as prana and also my colleagues apana, vyana, samana and udana. I also function as speech, the other organs of action and mind. It is these that wanted to know who amongst them is the highest. He on whose departure the body dies must surely be the highest. They were convinced about my preeminence only when I rose to depart. I pulled them all up as easily as a well-bred horse pulls up his leather pegs. Then they expressed the delight by singing my praise. Thank you. Here is the closing prayer. Kayena vacha manasa indriyarvya buddhyotpanava prakrite svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayaneyet samarpayamim. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all that to the Supreme Divine Narayana. ओम शांति शांति शांति।